This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. After a one-year pandemic delay, the Tokyo Olympics will formally get underway Friday with a scaled-back opening ceremony. The event in Tokyo's Olympic Stadium will only have about 900 dignitaries and other officials attending because of COVID-19 precautions. The Japanese public is broadly opposed to holding the games, fearing they will worsen Japan's already deteriorating pandemic situation. Tokyo on Thursday reported nearly 2,000 new COVID-19 infections, a six-month high for a city that is already under a state of emergency. In the capital, public viewing areas have been canceled. Bars have been asked to not serve alcohol. The torch relay, an Olympic mainstay, was replaced by online lighting ceremonies. So far, 87 people associated with the Olympics have tested positive for the virus. That includes several athletes whose Olympic dreams were cut short. Still, organizers have played down fears of a cluster infection breaking out in the Olympic Village. The White House says Chinese opposition to a World Health Organization probe into the origins of the coronavirus is irresponsible and dangerous. The White House press secretary called it not a time to be stonewalling. The plan includes the hypothesis the virus could have escaped from a Chinese laboratory, and the proposal includes doing audits of labs and markets in central Chinese city of Wuhan. On Thursday, the vice minister of the National Health Commission told reporters he was taken aback when he read the details. First known cases emerged in Wuhan in December of 2019. The virus was believed to have jumped to humans from animals being sold for food at a city market. For more news, please join us at voanews.com via remote. This is VOA News. The United States on Thursday imposed sanctions on a Cuban security minister and an interior minister, ministry special forces unit, that is, for alleged human rights abuses and a crackdown on anti-government protests early this month. Thousands of Cuban state protests a week ago to demonstrate against an economic crisis that has brought shortages of basic goods and power outages. Hundreds of activists were detained. The U.S. Treasury Department said that the sanctions had been placed on the ministers of the Revolutionary Armed Guards and on an Interior Ministry security unit. Washington blames for the crackdown. The Cuban government has blamed the protests on what it calls U.S. finance counter-revolutionaries exploiting economic hardships. U.S. officials have acknowledged that the targeted sanctions may not have much impact. Cubans rarely have U.S. financial dealings and seldom travel to the United States, many limiting the practical impact of such measures. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland promised Thursday that the Justice Department would crack down on gun trafficking corridors as part of a comprehensive approach to combat surging gun violence across the U.S. Garland returned to his hometown of Chicago, where shootings have soared this year, as the Justice Department launched strike forces to confront the rise in gun violence in five cities, Chicago, New York, Washington, D.C., Los Angeles, and San Francisco. Besides prioritizing gun crimes, the strike forces will embrace intelligence sharing and prosecutions across jurisdictions, according to the Justice Department officials. Violent crimes, particularly homicides and shootings, are up in many cities around the country. The Biden administration has sought to aid communities hamstrung by violence. Mourners will pay final respects to Haiti President Jovenel Moise Friday at a private funeral as authorities continue to investigate the July 7th attack at the president's home, where he was shot several times. His wife also seriously wounded. Haiti has been under heightened security since Moise's assassination. Haiti's police chief said 26 suspects have been arrested so far, including 3 police officers and 18 former Colombian soldiers. And the cleanup underway in the storm-ravaged central Chinese city of Zhengzhou following floods that killed at least 33 people in the city and surrounding areas. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.